Hey everyone, and welcome to Signals from the Frontline Special Edition, Codex Cliff Notes Chaos Space Marines. I am Seth the Mad Doc, your competitive correspondent, and I am joined by Nikki D. Cannon, Flannel Flan, and Chaos Correspondent Extraordinaire. For folks that don't know what our Codex Cliff Notes series is, Games Workshop stuff gives us some access to these codexes a little bit before, so we can review them for you, the viewer, or the listener. And we like to try to do a shortened form, about 15, 20 minutes, to give you the highlights of the codex. Stay tuned. But before you get too far into it, make sure you give the video a like, a share, and a subscribe if you haven't already, and put a little comment of what you're excited to see in the new Chaos Codex below. But Nikki D, why don't we get into all this fun new Chaos stuff?
Absolutely. And Seth, I got to say, I think Chaos Space Marine fans, I think there's reason to be excited. There are eight detachments. Seth,
there
eight.
Are eight. That was a lot to read.
Do you know how many points there are on the Chaos Star?
Is it eight?
It is eight.
Oh my gosh.
Coincidence?
I think not.
And I gotta say, as a Chaos fan, I like the options that are here. There's a lot of flavor. If you're a narrative fan for playing Warhammer, I think these detachments fit incredibly well for how these different factions are going to play. You're gonna get to play with a lot of the new toys, a lot of the new models. Folks, if you're a competitive player for Chaos Space Marines, competitive players, I'm talking to you, I think there's also some flavor here. I think there's some heat. There is some spice. Chaos Space Marines have a bunch of new options. We're going to talk about the Index Detachment returning, but then the seven new detachment options that are here. There is a lot of ways that you can play with Chaos Space Marines before. So I think this part, playing against them, they're going to be a lot more tricksy. They're still going to pack the heat. They're still going to have a lot of firepower. They're still going to be devoted to the dark gods or to just generally causing chaos. But this is going to be quite the trip that we are going on for Codex Space Marines. So, Seth, with that in mind, let's first just cover, you know, some of the high level things with the Codex. And let's just start off, I think, first things first, you know, what are going to be some of the new items or new models, new units, or really just kind of new data sheets might be the more appropriate way to cover it. So first up, and I'm switching over to the screen here, we're going to be having some new characters. Cultist Firebrand, this is going to be a leader for a cursed cultist or cultist mob. Generally, it can allow units to reroll leadership tests. Pretty good. After he shoots, he's got a flame weapon, ranged weapon attack. He causes enemy units to take battle shock tests. So not really anything that's too fancy, but you can also use it as a way for folks to try to bait out for them to use stratagems. If they don't use it early, then you can pick another target or do something else like that. But we're going to see Seth, cultist mob units, they play a little bit differently in this codex than what they've done in the index previously. So we'll see if that guy has some use. And then the other that we've got listed there, the Chaos Lord with jump pack. Now, of course, there are other Chaos Lords, right? There's normal Chaos Lord and Chaos Lord with Terminator armor.
They were stuck to the foot slogging.
Exactly. So this one is a new data sheet that is now available in the Codex that was not available in the Index previously. Basically has the same weapon profiles as the Chaos Lord on foot. So not really anything we're going to go over there. He also still has that ability where he can use a battle tactic stratagem for free like the other Chaos Lords do. But this ability that he has, it's called Cruel Hunter. While leading a unit, they can pile in and consolidate 6 inches instead of three. This game, 40K, it's won and lost on movement. So having a unit of warp talons or raptors being able to pile in and consolidate 6 inches, you know, either to maximize the attacks that you're getting or to get on an objective after you clear out a unit, I think it's going to be pretty powerful. And it's a sweet looking model that's there. Seth, anything you want to add about any of these new flavorful characters that we're going to be having in the Codex?
I think you hit both of them really well. I think they both kind of synergize with a number of the detachments. And so I'm excited to see them. Plus, new sculpts is always cool.
Yeah, for sure. And then again, we are having, there's also a new model for the Chaos Lord on foot, but it's the same data sheet, folks. Not anything that's different that's there. Just a new sweet kit they're going to be able to get in that Battle Force box as well. But Seth, let's go into some of the other rules changes that are, or let's go into rules changes for Codex. And do you want to start us off with the Dark Pact mechanic? Is that the same? Is that different?
Generally speaking, it's still the army-wide rule for everything. And they did change it a little bit before when you did the leadership check. If you failed, you could still activate a unit and then you would take the mortal wounds at the end. Now it's before. So there's a little bit of, you know, if you lose maybe a model or two from shooting or fighting because of that. So it is a little bit different. You take your damage before you take your attack. So that's been changed a little bit.
Yeah. So we've got that. I guess that's technically a nerf because, you know, if you kill one of your models before they get to shoot or fight, that's not good for you as the Chaos Space Marine player, but largely the same. The other rule that we're update here, the Lost and the Damned. This is now a rule that refers to which the alignment for some of the units and how they're going to. So this would typically be Berserkers, World Eaters, Rubric Marines for Thousand Suns, Plague Marines for Death Guard, right? And you could put those into the Chaos Space Marines. Here now it is expanded to include Noise Marines from Emperor's Children. So this was covered in an article, Warhammer Community article, just a couple weeks ago that the Emperor's Children will be getting their own index. So if you're looking for, you know, Fabius Bile, if you're looking for Noise Marines, and drawing a blank on the name of the other character right now, but
Lucius the Eternal.
Thank you. If you're looking for, of course, I forget the guy that doesn't die, right? If you're looking for those three data sheets, they are not in here, but for...
No, Fabius Bile's in the Codex.
Oh, okay. Yes, Fabius is.
He stayed. Lucius left.
He stays. Yes. So there...
The Thousands, or not Thousands, the Emperor's Children, they kind of shun the boy now. So, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
He's doing
his
own thing.
He's doing his own separate thing. Let's get into, Seth, a couple of high-level changes for some of the other, you know, units, notably characters that's here. Do you want to start us off with...
Yeah, why don't I run through a few of them? So we've got Abaddon, kind of the big change. His CP generation is now just not, instead of rolling a 2-up after you do a Dark Pact, now you have to roll a 7+ on that leadership check to get the CP. So you're getting it a little less often. The other thing, the big thing they changed with him is that he can join chosen units, and chosen still have the base rule of being able to advance and charge.
Yeah.
So now Abaddon can join an advancing charging unit. I don't want to see that as an orc player. I don't want him swinging Drachni in my lines. And then probably to the displeasure of many dirty chaos players, his war master abilities no longer affect damn units, and damn units are your cultist units. So no 4-up invuln aura for the cultists. Thank God we didn't have to have that nightmare. My other favorite boy, Vashtor the Arcfane. He got a little bit of a glow up. He got some additional toughness. His ranged weapon got anti-vehicle. His melee got a big glow up. His main attack now is like strength 14, AP 2, 3 damage.
Yes.
His sweeps are now strength 8. He now has the ability to, if you're within 18 inches of him and shooting, your weapons have hazardous, and that replaces his old agonized machine spirit ability. And as you'll see, as we get down the line, there are certainly some demon heavy vehicle detachments that you're going to want to run. Oh, and I think he slots into those really well. Why don't you take about our other boy on the screen there, Cypher.
Cypher does have some changes, and I think this is pretty interesting for him. In the index, he just had a basically melee, just punch and kick, didn't really do anything that's there. His melee attacks are now his pistols.
Yeah.
His plasma pistol and his
bolt
pistol.
He's just fired in combat now.
Yeah. So, and I mean, he has a souped up plasma pistol. He has a souped up bolt pistol. So this is very thematic for Cypher. I am a fan of that change. And his agents of Discord rule, this has changed a little bit. It is now this was his way that he could increase the cost.
It was his vect.
Yes, his vect. So you could, if an opponent uses a battle tactic stratagem, increase the CP cost by 1. It's different. And I don't necessarily know if it's better or if it's worse. It's different. The way that it works now is Cypher has a 12-inch aura, and if your opponent is using a battle tactic stratagem on a and they're targeting a unit in their army, you can now use that ability there. So this is the sort of item where it's going to be, has to be closer to what they're doing.
So it can affect multiple battle tactic stratagems.
Yes.
But it is limited in the area of the battlefield that it can apply.
Exactly. So if you want to get the benefit of that, it could potentially be more beneficial because you could neuter multiple stratagems, but you do have to get him close. Now, again, he is a little bit better with his melee, so that's good. And then the other thing about Cypher, his Guns Blazing ability, which would allow him typically, or what that was previously, is if a friendly unit was attacked within 3 inches of him, he could shoot at the target if they were within range and all that. That can only be done, it does specify that can only be once per your opponent's shooting phase now. So that part there, not too much of a surprise. I don't know how many shooting targets are going to be there, but it's a little bit different. Just some other items that we'll note as far as some character changes. Master of Possession, That's a character you may see with some of the possess. Still a pretty good character. He no longer provides a 6 of feel no pain to that, to the unit that he is with, though. We have the traitor enforcer character. His brutal example ability now gives free overwatch, even if it's already been used. So there's some free overwatch on some cultist units. You might be able to have some flamers in there. You know, that could be decent depending upon what you're playing against. Yeah.
Now I want to take the next one because I think this might be the most broken thing I have found
in
the Chaos Space Marine Codex. And if you're a Chaos Space Marine fan, I would definitely be keeping your eye on future FAQs because I could see this one changing with an FAQ. Mm-hmm. They've changed the data sheet ability for warp talons. Now they have the warp strike ability, which reads at the end of any fight phase, if this unit of warp talons was eligible to fight, aka it started the fight phase in engagement range or made a charge, and it's not within engagement range now, so the unit that it was engaging with range is gone, that unit of warp talons is removed from the table and put into strategic reserve. This is crazy because you can be like, oh, I've got a screening unit that's standing out front, and you're like, cool, I charge it with warp talons. They still have a bunch of attacks at strength 5, neg 2, 1 damage, and they're still twin linked. They kill the unit, and you're like, okay, now the warp talons are there and I can shoot them, right? They're like, no, they go away.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, being able to have that basically on demand is going to be pretty nice, I think.
On so, 3 squads?
Yeah. Yes. Especially depending as we go into how you can soup them up with some of the stratagems, enhancements,
etc. Yeah, so I think that is pretty strong. I don't know what the points are going to be for warp talons, but if they are anything reasonable, I would expect to at least see one of those just running around in every list to clear screens, if not more.
All right. So Seth, with that, let's go ahead and get into the 8 detachments. I'll go ahead and kind of give us the introduction for it, and then let you give us kind of the competitive read. What are some of the items that we've picked out in particular? And these are all, like we've seen with, you know, Space Marines and some of the other codexes that have come out, these detachments are generally going to be based on a certain playstyle. And I would say that with Chaos Space Marines here, these detachments align very, very clearly, typically with certain Chaos Legions or certain Chaos Chapters. So the first one that we're going to get into here, this is Veterans of the Long War. And this is going to be your detachment that is really basically Black Legion. Your detachment bonus, Focus of Hatred. And Seth, let me know if this sounds familiar to you. In your command phase, select an enemy unit. And your Heretic Astartes units, except damn units, can reroll hits against that target. Now, have we heard something like that before?
It's almost like a momentary benefit that your army gets by declaring some sort of Oath of Hatred against a target. Oath of Moment? Is that like, it's like Oath of Moment. It's Oath of Moment for Chaos.
It basically is, except it doesn't work on the cultist units, but I mean, Chaos or Loyalist Space Marines don't really have that. You know, this is an army where Chaos Space Marines didn't cover it at the beginning. We did cover this, the change for Darkbacks, but this is an army that they can pretty much always have sustained hits or lethal hits. So getting rerolls, being able to fish when you want to, that's going to be pretty, pretty spicy. That's there. Now, Seth, do you want to give us a little bit of a lowdown? Are there any enhancements, any stratagems that you've taken a look at
that stick out? The first enhancement that sticks out is Eager for Vengeance. And the first part is not exciting. The bearer's unit and the unit can shoot and declare a charge after it fell back. Charge after fallback is great. The thing, though, is if it's targeting the focus of your hatred, it adds 1 to the hit roll and the charge roll. So +1 to hit and +1 charge against your hatred target. I think you could definitely soup up, say, maybe a unit of Terminators here. I think that's definitely going to be a thing we're going to see. The other one is a 1 CP stratagem, Millennium of Experience. Infantry or mounted units, again, excluding damned, can make a normal move up to 6 inches when an enemy unit finishes a 9-inch move. So reactive moves are very strong, particularly with the ability to get back behind cover or get in transports. Reactive moves are always something to be looking for when you're looking through a new codex. So overall, really, really happy. I think this is a solid detachment, and it kind of lends itself to a number of different builds. So I'll be interested to see what the Chaos Hive Mind comes up with for this one.
Yeah, there's a number of stratagems here that really give additional bonuses on your focus of hatred target as well. So like when you really want to kill something, you can really kill it. But it's a pretty versatile detachment here, kind of an all-rounder, which is kind of how Black Legion is supposed to play. So when we were trying to pick out even, hey, what stratagem do we want to highlight, what stratagem we want to focus, there, I mean, obviously free movement is good, but there's a number of stratagems here that I think you'd be seeing, you know, thrown down quite regularly as it goes for these games. Now, Seth, we're going to go on next to the Deceptors, and this is the Alpha Legion.
I keep wanting to call these the Decepticons, but, you know, we'll call them Deceptors, I guess.
The Deceptors, yep. And this is one where this was previewed a little bit on Warhammer Community. So in the Declare Battle Step formation, you can select units to gain the Infiltrator's ability. Now, in a Strike Force game, which is up to 2,000 points, this can be up to 3 units of Legionnaires, which is your basic battle line Chaos Space Marine troop, and up to 3 units mm-hmm. of Cultist Mob. Any characters that are with those can also gain that ability, but it does not work for epic heroes. So this is a part
where... No infiltrating Abaddon.
Yeah, exactly. No or Harkon Worldclaimer or anything else like that either. But, you know, this is one where I think some people have already been formulating ideas. We haven't even seen, you know, what this is going to look like on the table or final points. But when this was announced on Warhammer Community, I think people were already talking about, you know, we've had Wolf Jail. We need to come up with a new name for that with Cultist. Seth, so we'll have to, well, people have to stay tuned as we have.
Drop it in the comments what you think Cultist Jail should be called.
Yeah. Yep. So that's what the detachment bonus is. Seth, what about enhancements and stratagems?
Yeah, a few that stick out here. They have kind of some flavorful enhancements here. The first is Cursed Fang, the bearer's unit, gets an additional AP and precision on their weapons. So remember, you can still soup up a Chaos Lord to make them quite strong. Yeah. So if you absolutely need something dead, you can soup up your Chaos Lord and smack them with that. Now, there is a crazy enhancement called Falsehood, which you put on a character. Mm-hmm. And what you do is when you're deploying your army, you put that character not in a squad, in reserve, just by himself in reserve. He's hanging out somewhere. And then at some point in the game during your reserve step, you kill a model in one of your own units and you put that character in that unit, which is the most fluffy, like Alpha Legion thing to do. I think it's hilarious.
Yes.
They have a few pretty strong stratagems as well. They have one for one CP. It's called Scramble Coordinates. It's basically the 12-inch no deep strike bubble, and you do that during your opponent's reinforcement step. So on demand, if you need to block out an area, you can one CP block out an area. So that's pretty strong. And yes, then probably everyone's least favorite to have played against them, but
hit
most
hit them with it, Seth.
Your Chaos player is Detonator. It's one CP, and you just auto blow up someone's vehicle that has deadly demise when it dies. Yeah. You don't roll, you automatically make it happen. It has to be within 18 inches of the character or, it's a character that you play it on your character and you pick a vehicle that died within 18 inches or a monster, whatever has deadly demise, and they automatically roll a 6. They still roll for the damage. You don't automatically max damage, but, and you can't do it, I think, on Titanic, because that would be crazy, but still there are a lot of D6 deadly demise things running around in the meta. I'm looking at you, Land Raiders.
When I was reading this detachment, Seth, this was the first thing I was looking for. Can they auto blow up vehicles or, you know, vehicles? Yeah. Anything that deadly demise? And they do. And they do, folks. So next up, we have another detachment that was included on Warhammer Community briefly. Mm-hmm. This one is going to be called Renegade Raiders. This is really going to be your Chaos Warbands, or perhaps even more specifically the Red Corsairs here on Blackhearts, a little warband of pirates or raiders. Their detachment bonus, it's called Raiders and Reavers. Ranged weapons have the assault ability, and then attacks...
Full stop. Just, everyone's got assault. Yes. Not turn 1, 2, and 3. Not if I'm guided. Just you have it.
Yep. Just all so right, cool. Ranged... Yep, assault. Good. Right there. Off to a good start. Second part, attacks that target an enemy in range of an objective improve the AP by 1. Seth... I will note here, this does not specify ranged or melee.
Is it important to hold objectives in 40K? Because it's going to be harder to hold them against these guys.
Yes. This detachment bonus is nuts. Like either one of those is,
I think,
pretty
this is
good on its own.
An argument for one of the strongest attachments in the book. Right.
Yeah,
now.
I think so. I think so.
And it affects everything regardless of your build. It's not a specific... You know, only this type of model. It's just everyone gets extra AP if finding something on objective. Everyone gets assault weapons. Those are both just very good rules to have.
Yeah.
In terms of enhancements, everything's around this is going to be around a go fast and get in your opponent's face kind of feel. So Ricky this Bobby is style. A Mark of the Hound. The bear's unit gains the scout 6-inch ability. Scout 6-inch is very strong, particularly if you're trying to get up in your opponent's face real quick, which this detachment wants to do. They also have a stratagem that pairs very well with this kind of getting in your opponent's face mentality that this particular detachment has, and that's Ruinous Raid. That's a 1 CP stratagem. You use this on a unit that has disembarked from a transport this turn, so that is step one. You have to disembark from a transport, and if that target is on an objective, so you've met those two conditions, you came out of a transport, they're on an objective, say, I don't know, you got out of a vehicle that has like some sort of an assault ramp and you're charging onto someone on an objective or something, you know, like that, you get full reroll to hit and wound. Remember, it's on an objective, you also have an additional AP against it.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a lot of damage coming out of this army real quick. So I would definitely expect to see this making some lists very early on in the life of this codex.
Yeah, for sure. I think this is one where probably it's going to be the starting point for a lot of armies. The next one here, Seth, is going to be the Dread Talons. This is going to be Night Lords, essentially.
Are you sure? I don't know.
I think so.
Night Lords like to scare people. What is this detachment about?
Yeah, so this detachment is basically all about battle shock test and then being
scaring
better.
People. Oh, okay.
At, yeah, being good for causing battle shock, being better against units that are battle shocked, or being better against units that are below half strength. So there's a lot of things where we've seen this type of rule or these types of rule sets in some other codexes to this point. They're not, if we're being honest, they're not the most commonly seen detachments in some of those other armies. And as we just, you know, compared, this is probably going to be on the lesser end or less frequently seen as far as the detachments. Their detachment bonus is called Terror Descends. It's an aura. In the battle shock, in your enemy's in your enemy's command phase, any units below starting strength and within 12 inches of one of your units has to take a battle shock test, and it'll be done at a -1 penalty as well. This is basically Chaos Demons, detachment rule that's there. Yep, or Chaos Knights. Yep,
Chaos so, everything.
Yep, yeah, yeah. So this is one when it comes into play, you know, forcing some additional battle shock tests, they can be nice, but you're relying on your bonus. Your detachment bonus based on a dice roll for your opponent and something to be whittled down a little bit. So we'll see. Seth, let's go through enhancements and stratagems here.
Yeah, we got some fun ones here. The Jump Lord Chaos Lord that we were talking about earlier, he gets some love with warp-fueled thrusters. It's an enhancement that can only be played on Jump Pack Chaos Lords. At the end of your opponent's turn, if this bearer is not within engagement range of an enemy unit, it can return to strategic reserve. So going back in reserves, always uppy downy, always goody. Yep. Yes. We've seen that in many of other places be very useful. And then perhaps one of the more interesting stratagems, and one I sort of wish I got as an orc player.
I'm sure you do.
Merciless Pursuit, 1 CP, end of your opponent's move phase. An infantry unit within 6 inches of an enemy unit that fell back can make a charge roll against that unit. You can charge in your opponent's movement phase. They fell back from you. You say, no, sir, I'm coming back after you. It's like heroic. You still have to roll the dice. Yep. So if you roll poorly, that's not great, but it's 1 CP to do this. And at most 1 CP to reroll the charge roll. So I think you're going to see this a lot to keep people stuck in and prevent them from being able to engage your infantry units with some firepower.
Yeah, I think at the very least, just the threat of having it is going to force some of your opponents to say, I'm not going to try to, you know, move that and just kind of proceed. But we'll go on to our next attachment here. And this is your Fellhammer Siege Host. This is going to be your Iron Warriors themed attachment. And folks, if you're an Imperial Fist fan, you may want to cover your ears because this detachment might be a lot better than yours as these things go. But the detachment bonus, it's called Iron Fortitude. Each time a ranged attack targets one of your units except damn units, if the strength of the attack is higher than your unit's toughness, subtract one from the wound roll. So a lot of units in the game have a bodyguard roll, and this is basically that bodyguard roll strength. If the strength of the attack is higher than your toughness, shoot. It's only for shooting phase, but this is generally an army where you're kind of going to want to be skewing more towards a shooting build and keeping your opponent away from you a little bit. So I think this actually plays pretty well.
So you're saying I can punch them still?
You can still punch them, yeah.
All right. There's my game plan.
Yeah. Seth, what do you have here? Enhancements and strategies.
Right. So the enhancement I wanted to call out is the Bastion Plate. It's up for a Chaos Lord. It can't have a jump pack. Once per battle round, when a saving throw is failed for the bearer's unit, so it can be anyone in the unit, say, I don't know, Terminators.
Terminator.
Or something, you know. You can change the damage characteristic of that failed save to zero. Thousand Sons have this ability and on their characters, and it makes them stupid resilient.
Yeah.
Now you can put it on a whole unit.
Yes.
I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, Terminators, you know, could go well, pretty well with Chosen, which you don't want to face it off against Chosen in the fight phase. So this is keeping more of those guys alive for longer. I like it. Yep. What do you got for stratagem?
We have Steadfast Determination. If only there was a way to make your units more durable. In the shooting phase, one CP after Heretic Astartes unit has been targeted, that unit gains a 5+ feel no pain.
Yeah.
Almost as if, let's make us even more durable. We are already going to be -1 to wound us. I can turn something to zero damage. I can get a 5+ feel no pain. This is going to be a brick of an army to shift.
Yeah, they do have some nice offensive stratagems as well that I would add here. This was one of the items as we were going through. There's a handful of stratagems that I could have picked, that we could have picked to pull in to cover in this quick highlight. But there's just, I think this detachment plus Iron Warriors are kind of a legion that have a lot of fans. Generally, I've seen a lot of Iron Warriors painted armies. So I think this is going to be a pretty popular choice right from the get-go. But Seth, the next one that we have in the list is Pact Bound Zealots. This is essentially the index detachment. Has a new name, but and this is the item where your units, the detachment bonus, it's Marks of Chaos, same as what you had. You're giving your units, you know, either Mark of Nurgle, Tzeentch, Slaanesh, Khorne, or Chaos Undivided. And then if they're taking one of the Marks of the Gods, their critical hit goes off on a 5+. And then if it's a Chaos Undivided, they're rerolling. They're going to be able to do some rerolls. Enhancements, Seth, and stratagems. There's some slight differences here. Do you want to let people know what's a little bit different?
Yeah, generally speaking, from the enhancements, the same as the index. They did lose the Libra Hereticus and had some slight change in the terms and conditions for the others, but nothing too major there. No. Stratagem-wise, I think the one that I want to call out is Eyes of the Gods, because this is a new one for them, and it's actually pretty good. After a character from your army, non-damned demon or epic hero, destroys a unit, you can use this stratagem for one CP. You add one to that model's movement, toughness, and wounds characteristic, and add one to the attack profile, strength profile, and damage profile of their melee weapons. So you can really start to soup up some of those Chaos Lords and bring them closer to ascension.
I love it so much. Now, the one thing we'll note here is that this stratagem does replace Infernal Reich, which was basically their version of Armor of Contempt. So you lose that stratagem. Which you know, pretty good. But you're gaining this as
well. Hey, I'm an AP1 army. I don't want people having Armor of Contempt. Okay, get rid of that.
Yeah, there you go. So another detachment here that's going to be based on one of the legions. This one is going to be Chaos Cult. This is essentially, think of it as your word bearers. It's going to be really focused on your cult units, your damned units. And the detachment bonus here is called Desperate Devotion. Each time a damned unit makes a move, advance, or charge. And key note here, it does not work in a turn. You can't use the charge bonus here that I'll cover in a second. You can't use it if the unit is coming from reserves or if they came from reserve that turn. So the units, they can take a Desperate Pact test. If it does, you get to add 2 to the movement advance or to your charge roll. The test, it's a leadership test. And if you failed, you take D3 wounds before resolving it. So somewhat like your Dark Packs that we, you know, covered as the
and they still have Dark Packs.
And they still have Dark
Packs. They have these in addition.
These are in addition that are going to give you additional movement so that you can really flood the board with cultists, get them up the board more quick, get them into positions, make charges more easily, et cetera. So this is an item where, you know, their enhancements and we'll get to their stratagems in a second. Most of those are going to tie to damned units. Most of their enhancements are going to be really focusing on Dark Apostles or damned characters. So Seth, you want to let us know what we've pointed out there?
Yeah. So in terms of enhancements, Cultist Brand is kind of an important one to use. It's for a Dark Apostle or a damned character. And the Bearer's unit can reroll advance and charges. So again, getting those mobs up the field quicker, getting them into your opponent's lines more reliably. So
yeah,
there's going to be a theme here, and it's throwing bodies at the enemy. And importantly, lesser, weaker bodies than our lovely Chaos Space Marini selves.
This is where you're going to be, just have it on speaker, the song Bodies by Drowning Pool. Just
basically.
Hit play on that when you get to your
and just shove them forward. Yep. In terms of stratagems, we're going to talk about Mortal Thrall. That's a one CP stratagem. You use this in your opponent's shooting phase when a Heretic Astartes unit is targeted, and it has to have a damned unit within 3 inches of the Heretic Astartes unit and visible to the shooting unit. And essentially, if you remember it from a few editions ago, it's Grotch Shields. Whenever you hit and you wound the Heretic Astartes unit, you just convert the damage of the shooting attack into mortal wounds, and it has to be able to go on a cultist model that the shooting unit could have seen and targeted, and you just kill some cultist models. So you basically can have it's cultist shields in front of all of your Chaos Space Marines, making them lovely and difficult to target with shooting.
Yeah,
which is actually very uncommon in this edition.
I don't think we've seen it in this edition actually, and I could be wrong, but I don't think we have. But I mean, this can be used. You can block, you know, so you can put one of your, like, maybe a unit of Havocs or something like that on an objective, or unit of Terminators.
Or you're marching those Terminators up the field, and you're like, no, these are going to get into your lines because you're not going to be able to shoot them because I have a bajillion cultists in front of them.
Yeah, I like this one a lot. Anything else there that we want to cover, Seth, before we go to our eighth and final detachment?
Yeah, they do have some other stratagems that can kind of boost the damage output for the damn units by taking their desperate packs in the shooting or fight phase. Generally speaking, though, those units are still probably not the main damage dealers in your army. It's going to be more that the I'm not saying that there's multiple levels of citizenship in the Chaos Space Marine Codex, but they're not all treated the same. Okay, folks, it's fine.
Yeah. From my own standpoint, a lot of folks have been asking me, Nicky D, are you starting a Chaos Space Marines army? If this detachment had more rules specifically for possessed and like Master of Possession type units, I would have 100% been in. But since it really focused on the cultist units, doesn't pull me in quite enough.
Nicky D, how do you feel about possessed vehicles?
Oh, okay. Seth, if I had a dollar for every time someone has asked me, or has wanted to find out, right? Like, this is the sort of thing people are like, I just want Vashtor to be good, right? He's been a badass model since his release.
Yeah.
But we haven't really seen him on tables. Enter 10th edition Chaos Space Marines Codex in the Soul Forged War Pack. Essentially, this is play the Demon Engines detachment. The detachment bonus, Debt to the Soul Forge. Each time a Demon Engine makes a dark pack, so it could be either shooting or fight phase, right? It can also invoke its contract. This is essentially an additional.
I love that term, by the way, invoke the contract.
Exactly. Now, when you do, you're going to subtract one from the leadership test that you have to take for that. So it does come with a little bit of a penalty, right?
Yep.
But until the end of the phase, if it is shooting, or if it's the shooting phase, your ranged attacks can get +1 to wound. Some of those demon engines already have some pretty high strength attacks.
Yeah, like that Forge Fiend, right?
Exactly. There. Do you want plasma getting +1 wound?
And this is in addition to the normal Dark Pact abilities of sustained or lethal hits.
Also true.
Okay. All right.
And then if it's the fight phase, the melee attacks will get +2 attacks to the melee weapon.
For maybe like that guy right there, the Mauler Fiend, his punchy cousin.
Yep.
So extra attacks in melee or +1 to wound and shooting.
I enter Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber. I like it a lot. GIF here for this detachment.
Yeah. I think this is, there are some limitations to this detachment, mainly that everything is going off of your demon engines. But there are ways around it.
Yeah.
Now some of the enhancements that come up in here are quite interesting. Forge's Blessing. Yep. Probably want to put this on a Warp Smith is my guess. In your command phase, pick the Heretic Astartes unit gets a 6+ Feel No Pain until the next command phase. So you can just hand out 6+ Feel No Pains to your various units. That seems like it's going to be good, particularly when you might be doing some damage to yourself for the turn. Mm-hmm. But stratagems, oh boy, Nick. Oh boy, do we have some stratagems.
There are so many good ones here.
Now, they only work on vehicles or demon engines. And if you're like, man, I was sad. The Debt to the Soul Forge can only be used on demon engines. I got this awesome Predator over here that I really wanted to soup up. Or my lovely Land Raider, it really wants to be part of the fun. Well, for one CP, you can demonically possess that and give it the demon keyword for the turn. So you can just turn anything into a demon vehicle. All right, well, that seems like it's good.
Love it.
Nick, what's the problem you run into when you have a bunch of vehicles trying to move up the table?
Walls.
Yeah, you get traffic jammed and choke points real quick. If only there was a way around that by spending one CP to have an unstoppable rampage and allow any vehicle to move through a wall.
Oh, it's like this is just...
Or charge through a wall.
Yes, this to me is like the stratagems that one, the detachment bonus itself, great. It
yeah,
you know, it may not go off and there's a risk that goes for it, but it's pretty tasty on its own. Chaos Space Marines have some good vehicles. You still get the dark packs, but then the suite of stratagems that you're getting with it, Seth, I think we're going to see a lot.
To be clear, the benefit always goes off. It's just you might take some mortal wounds for doing it, but the benefit always does work.
Yeah.
So you always have the benefit. You might just hurt yourself.
Yeah. I love this attachment.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty crazy, folks. We already saw previously some of the stronger Chaos Space Marines build. We're leaning heavily on things like Forge Fiend shooting. Mm-hmm. This just makes that even scarier. I think one of the things that if you haven't already have it in your CSM collection, you probably want to add, it's called this little thing called the Khorne Lord of Skulls, because that's a giant demon engine. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, this makes you take a second look at things like Defilers and Mauler Fiends. Yeah. And even the Helldrake gets a second look with this detachment, because there, anything that's demon vehicle is suddenly a lot scarier.
Yeah.
So overall, Nick, what did you think about the Chaos Space Marine Codex?
I had such a blast reading through this codex, Seth. I think, like I said at the start here, the detachments are incredibly flavorful. That is one thing that Games Workshop has done very, very well with the detachments here in 10th edition, is having, you know, the detachments are wanting you to play certain types of units with certain types of characters, and really having them grouped together. And Chaos Space Marines, I think this might do the best job of keeping to that theme of any of the codex that we've seen for 10th edition so far. You know, beyond that, I will say that the Pack-Bound Zealots, it's the index detachment just under a new name.
Yeah.
I think that one still probably has the most damage output as far as, or it might still have the most, because that still has the ability to have the crit hits on fives with the different marks and the different marks that you can. So I still think that one's going to be very strong, very powerful. It didn't really lose any of its gas, but it now has some contention with Soulforge packs, that the last one that we covered. The Veterans of the Long War Black Legion is incredibly versatile, and we know how good Space Marines can be with rerolls to hit. Having that's going to be great. I think the Iron Warriors attachment, the Siege Hammer, with how tough that's going to be. There's going to be a lot of ways that folks can build Chaos Space Marines. I think if you're trying to tech against Chaos Space Marines, it's going to be very difficult to really just pinpoint one enemy type that you're going to face against. So I to me, this is I'm giving it an 8 out of 10, Seth, but only because 8 is the, you know, it's the 8 points of the Chaos Star. So really, I'm giving it an 8 out of 8 in terms of how I feel about this codex.
Yeah, well, I'm super excited to see this across the table. I'm not a Chaos boy myself. I won't be playing it, but I certainly will be fighting it at many events. So I look forward to seeing what you guys can come up with. Don't forget, thanks for watching this video. Like, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Comment. Join us in our Discord. Let us know what's kind of working for you. If you want to pick up any of these products from this release, or you're inspired to start a Chaos Space Marine Army, head on over to the Frontline Gaming Store. Pick up your new models and used. Always got a good deal on used models. And don't forget to tune in to us every week, Thursday mornings, for our main show, Signals from the Frontline. But that's it for the night. Dickie, any final thought? Or not Dickie, Nikki. Nikki, Dickie. Any final thoughts?
Chaos, guys. Chaos, it's Chaos. It's our time. Well, we're bad. We're the bad guys. But right. Chaos, it's our time. I cannot wait to see all the Chaos armies on the tabletop.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really hope you enjoyed this episode of Codex Cliff Notes. Until next time, we will see you on the front line.